That's strange. There's an odd concentration of mana around here. I've traveled this road to town so many times, and yet I've never felt this before. It doesn't feel like battle. Perhaps a relic, a wandering monster. Oh, what could it be? I think it's this way. Yes, getting closer, stronger, but I still don't see anything. It should be right over here. Aha, it is a creature. Let's take a look, shall we? Ada, you aren't a monster at all. You're a person, and a rather small one at that. You certainly don't look like a gnome or any of the other fey folk, nor do you have their scent about you. But what happened to you? You're absolutely drenched with mana. An accident shrunk you. My, I can't even imagine what that must have been like. You're so small now, too. I don't think you'd even come up to my knee. What are we to do with you? Normally, I'd stay out of the affairs of your kind, but to be honest, you're kind of cute. I almost want to snatch you up and take you home. Huh? Don't you try to escape. Come now. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'll be a gentle giant. Besides, where are you going to go on your own? You're so small. Even a house cat would pose a threat to you at this size. Or perhaps a bird would snatch you from the ground. That would be a far worse fate than allowing me to take you home with me, would it not? I knew you'd agree. Now, how should I best carry you? I can't let anyone else see you with me. It's dangerous for both of us, you understand? I have a reputation to uphold. Honestly, I don't want the villagers to think any more poorly of me than they already do. You know, you're small enough that I could just keep you under my clothes. Now, don't squirm. You're going to enjoy this. There we go. All snug and warm between my breasts. Consider it an honor. You'll be the first, and probably only, person to ever get to ride back to my home while nestled in my chest. Here we are, back home. Now, let's get you out of my dress, shall we? Ada? Are you alright? Terrified from the trip? It'll be okay. Shh. Relax. Don't worry. It's okay. Normally this, especially with humans, but seeing you so small really gets my motherly instincts going. Here. Good boy. Good boy. It's going to be okay. Here. Let me give you a hug and pat your head. It'll be all right. I'll take care of you, and we can see about getting you back to your own size, all right? Good. You look like you're starting to calm down. It looks like it's getting a bit late, actually. All that time spent heading to town, only to turn around and head back home. Didn't even get what I needed from the trip. Though, I think I did find something even better that made it worth the time. Let's see. It might be too late to do any research into your condition. Honestly, after such a long day, it's probably best to just head to bed. Well, I can't let you scuttle about the house on your own, though. If you got yourself into this mess, who knows what else you'll get into while I sleep. Ah, I know. I'll just take you to bed with me. Come along, then. We'll retire to my chambers. Not as if you have much choice, after all. Then, I promise, in the morning we'll start to investigate your condition. All right, here we are. Straight into the Archdemon's lair, as it were. Let's get you set down on the bed. Now, you stay right here while I get trying to run away again. For shame. Ugh, no, you don't. I thought you were going to be a good boy. I was so looking forward to taking care of you. Wiggling through my hands. Well, I'll just have to do this instead. I'll just sit on you and squish you under my thighs. That way, you can't go anywhere. How's that? Not too uncomfortable, I hope. My thighs are quite soft, after all. See? It's much, much easier if you just relax, give in, and let me take care of you. The big, bad, scary Archdemon isn't that scary, really. Relax, be a good boy. Maybe instead of being squished under my thighs, I'll cuddle you to sleep instead. Would you like that? Good. I'll let you go then. Let me just get settled down in bed, alright? There we go. Now, come here. Good boy. You can just cuddle up to me and get some rest. And once we wake up, we can start looking into your little issue. But you know what? Even if we can't get you back to normal, you're welcome to stay here with me if you'd like. Good night.